Blog Talk Radio.
Showing up now.
You bet. Where are they now? Oh, Lord. Anyway, good evening, everybody, as we are dealing with some gremlins here. Soul Tree Radio on the Raw. Mac Lewis and DJ Honeycomb, your humble host. And as always, it is wonderful to be in the house with you. A man guy in gray is dead. Big G, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm wondering, I know that. Oh, what happened?
I know. Anyway, as we set up the next mix, just want to say to everybody who hollered up at me, thank you. I appreciate the love. I pulled my chest muscle and almost slipped and broke something, falling into the damn bathtub. I don't know what to say about that. Just like, anyhow, we are doing what we do. And G, I know you got something coming because you're going to be live next week. Tell everybody what's going on, please.
Next week will be the first day with God Test. It will be Denny Vinegrass against Curtis Mayfield. It'll be the first God Test next week.
There you go.
We might do a Tuesday edition with Dean Wonder and
that's the matchup. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the Good Ever Go will return next week. We'll be back on the air again.
All right.
Next week.
Well, you got three great shows lined up. Stevie won the Ray Charles thing. I find the most fascinating because it's rare when you're given the label genius. And you've got two geniuses going up against each other.
Yes,
Stevie
yes.
came out, his first album was 12-Year-Old Genius.
Yes.
Brother Ray's signature album is The Genius of Ray Charles.
Yes.
So we know these guys are exemplary at what they do.
Yes.
And it's going to be wonderful to see them do what they do. Meanwhile,
it's
going to
be interesting. It's going to be very interesting contest.
It should be.
There'll be no winners and no losers. It's just up against each other. There'll be no.
Good music. That's all.
Yeah, yep. Just no contest.
Oh, yes. While I am contesting them because it has been a long day and these drugs did make me a little loopy, I want to send a shout out to everybody down there in New Orleans, my extended family down there.
Yeah.
My brother Alex Babineau. Mrs. Peel, my little sister Jenny, who's out there in Southwest Louisiana and in Lafayette. Hope that she and the girls and the puppies and everybody are okay.
And the puppy,
she babysits pit bulls. She defangs them and whatnot. She's a feisty little rascal and whatnot. But I love her and I'm glad that they are all right. At least I hope they are. And for everybody out there, please. Hope all is safe with you.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know until I was a lot older that New Orleans literally was like below sea level in some cases.
I knew that because I lived there. I lived there for two summers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was gonna go to Grambling University or Southern University.
Okay.
That's what
so you had a chance
to go
to an HBCU?
So I was there for two summers to check out the neighborhood and it was interesting.
Oh, you were doing scouting. Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
so
I was scouting.
What made you decide to go to SIU?
Because of the disability services.
Disabled
services at SIU were the best ones in the country at the time.
Oh, all right. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
I was at SIU.
Mm-hmm. Well, having said that,
only five schools in the whole country that were disabled oriented.
I thought there were a lot more.
Okay.
I'm sure there are a lot more now, but yeah, I got the impression that that's something that was something that they gave special attention to, and there would be more schools. But I understand what you're saying. In the meanwhile,
well, I wanted to go to a HBCU. That's what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't possible.
I hear you. Do you think life would have turned out a little differently if you had been a Grambling man or a Southern man?
Oh,
That sounds like a tidrink conversation. I'm gonna leave that one alone for now. But yeah, G. But again, I want to thank everybody. You got any last words before I get back to work here?
No, I want people to be safe. Mm. And if you have a chance, if you get out, if you can help an Afghani refugee,
mm-hmm.
either money-wise or donations or anything, please do so. If you get out, it would be do so, because these people now have nothing and they're going to America.
All right. I like that. And, of course, those Americans who are still in Afghanistan, we want them to get safely out. You know, that's
yes.
been the longest war.
Yes.
And it's been a long time that people have put in time there. It's another reason to respect the men and women who kick ass for us.
Yes.
And make sure that they have every advantage afforded them when they serve their time or put their time in, whether they stay or whether they just leave for one tour. They deserve respect, and they deserve to get everything that they have coming to them without any drama or paperwork or bureaucracy or any kind of crap from our government. So,
all I can say is for the Marine Corps, Semper Fi, my brothers.
Yes, sir.
And keep the faith, and we're behind you. Do the best you can in Afghanistan and Iran, all over the world.
There you go. I like that, G. Now, even though that's a high-spirited message, we do have to keep things grounded. Y'all know COVID's still acting a fool, so please, y'all be careful out here.
We got wash our hands.
Oh, no. That's right. Yes, wash your ass. I'm sorry. Y'all know I try to say it nicely, but you got sometimes wash your ass. You shouldn't have to tell somebody to wash their ass. You know?
Boy.
Come out there. Come out the house all funky looking at the deck coming out there. No. we say it with a little humor, but yeah, please, y'all be careful. You know,
take
a mask with you. If you're somewhere where you need a mask, put it on. You know,
yeah.
But don't start with the drama and start playing around like it's anti-American to put a mask on. I get tired of that silly shit. But anyway, having said that, let's get back to work. We will be on Tuesday with a blueberry tea set, Wednesday with the hump day special, myself, G, and the rest of the chefs. Thursday, we'll be on with another blueberry tea set. And then, of course, Saturday, the return of the Cove, 4 p.m. Eastern. And I must have been relaxed because those drugs really did knock me out for a few minutes. So thank you for coming on, G.
I bet it did. I'm glad you're okay, my brother.
Yes, I'm all right. So let me chill things out for y'all, please. We'll see you Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Meanwhile, time for me to go back to work.
While we're doing that blues thing, we're going to play this old Bobby Bland song for you. Actually, it's a T-Bone Walker song. We'll be right back.
We're doing a new album here in case anybody did not know that. So we just planned. You didn't know that? Oh. Would you like to know why we're doing a new album? Because y'all didn't buy the last motherfucker. If you had bought that one, I wouldn't have to be doing this one. You go buy it tomorrow, see you lying, the store's closed tomorrow now. But that's how I got in this shit in the first place, listen to you giant time niggas. Niggas like you the one that convinced me that this country shit go fail. Have you been through the ghetto lately? Half the niggas in the ghetto walk around with cowboy hats, roach crushers. I said, shit, look at that, what the urban cowboy done did. This is it, y'all. This is the time to do my country album. Bullshit. Some complained that I was on a white horse. Would you felt better if I was on a motherfucking mule? Ooh, shit. We're gonna do something right now that's an original tune. I decided to do this because people keep asking me, Millie, what should I do about this? What should I do about that? 1, 2, 3, and... Everybody else started. I said, now I started this shit. I think it's time that I go back and make some more money off of it. So I decided to kill two birds with one stone. Answer your question while rapping. The main thing I always tell people when they tell me, ask me that is, what should I do about this? How the hell do you expect me to know shit? I got enough problems of my own. But having a few of them problems, I learned the answer to a few things. And the one I remember very vividly is, never let your girlfriend hang out with you and your man. Every time me and my man get ready to go somewhere, here she comes. Oh, can I go? What the hell? Why not? Come on, man. See, I had one of them ugly niggas. I didn't think nobody wanted for me. I didn't even give it a second thought, really. Time went on. Shit got to be getting kind of strange around the house. The bitch wanted to go more regular. A little less. Nigga working a little bit later at night. And she come up missing them nights when he was working late. I said, nah. No, don't even think like that, nigga. Then the nigga got to coming home talking about my cooking wasn't good no more. I said, nah, shit, I'm a Georgia bitch. I know how to burn. Goddamn dish I couldn't prepare. So I said, well, maybe I'm cooking the wrong dish. He working late, maybe I should keep it warm for him. So I slid up and down the battle still a couple of times. Heated up his seafood dinner. He didn't like that. when we didn't come down and I didn't came. I said, now I think it's time for this nigga to get his ass out of here. Since I am the one footing this bill, yeah, old Baltimore gotta go. But I missed it. You know, you'd be amazed how niggas get attached to you. You turn over at night and reach for that off the shoulder and it ain't there. God damn. So I said, he'll be back. As ugly as he is, he ain't gonna get nobody else. About 3 weeks went by, I was depressed as shit. I was walking down the street, hadn't seen my girlfriend all this time. I bumped into her. I said, how you doing there? What you been doing? So I've been fine. I said, damn, so what's happened? I said, you know me and John broke up. She said, yes, I know. I said, oh, he told you, huh? She said, uh-huh. I said, well, you wouldn't by any chance have seen him lately, would you? She said, oh, yes, I saw him last night. I ran into him. I said, now this bitch is too goddamn happy, you know? All this shit is adding up, and I don't need no goddamn computer to add. I said, I know where the nigga hang out at, and I'm going down there and check his ass out. I hurry up, ran back to the house, got out of my clothes, jumped in the shower. Russia, jump out the shower. Proceeded to reach way back up in the closet and get some of my real expensive imported perfume. Say, let me put a little bit behind the right ear. A little bit behind the left ear. A little bit. I wanted everything to be smelling good. Reached way back up in the closet. Got me down one of the mini dresses that was hitting the bottom. Right there. Laid up beside the nightstand, I got my longest hair. And was looking good. I know I was looking good. Cause when you're looking good, you know you're looking good. Don't nobody have to tell you you're looking good. And I went on down there to the bar where he hang out at cause I knew I was looking good. When you're looking good, you got a different walk. I walked in like I owned the motherfucker. Let me size it up a little bit. First thing I saw was him. Second thing I saw was her. I ran to the bartender. I said, bartender, give me a double overthrow. I'm starting to shit in here. Gotta get my nerve up. I think if I can handle that old crow, I can handle any goddamn thing. I said, back it up with a slip, small liquor. Cause in a minute, this bitch gonna have to look out for the bull. Down my slit smoke liquor. About 20 minutes later, I was totin'. Crawled my ass off the stool. I said, let me go over here and talk to this motherfucker. Got the nerve to be fucking over me. I say, pardon me, bitch. Like a word with that nigga on your arm. He had the nerve to look at me and say, I'm sorry, Millie, but you must respect my lady. I said, Spectre? You want me to respect her? While I go here and talk to this dizzy bitch and straighten this shit out.
You know, when a woman reaches the age between 35 and 50, in society's eyes, she's getting old. Well, that's society's problem, because I'm somewhere in that age bracket, and I'm here to tell you that I'm not getting old. I'm turning into solid gold, okay? Now, I realize that all of us women are not the same, and what happens to some of us is not always our fault. But we're to blame because we let it happen. Just the other day, I saw an old girlfriend of mine that I went to high school with. And girl, I tell you, I would have never recognized her if she hadn't stopped me. Now, this girl used to be finer than any woman had a right to be. But now she's gained a whole lot of weight. She had rollers in her hair, an old dirty head rag on her head, crusties on her feet, missing teeth and ash legs. I said, girlfriend, what happened? She held her head down and said, bad breaks, mistakes, too many babies, and a whole lot of heartaches. But she said, girlfriend, let's not talk about me. Let's talk about you. Girl, you look so good and you look so young. God's been good to you. Tell me, how do you do it? Young men and old money, bitter tea, milk and honey, all I exercise, and I watch mine die, and I make a little love every other night. That's how I do it. It ain't always easy, but I get through it. And that's how I do it. It ain't always easy, but I get through it. I depend on me and nobody else. I'm not beautiful, oh, and I'm not real fine. These are not very big, oh, but they're mine. And girlfriend, that's how I do it. It ain't hanging. I gave her my phone number and told her to give me a call. I promised we're gonna get her back together. But guess what? She's not the only one. There's a lot of you women out there that's in the same shape that she's in. Well, now I'm gonna talk to you. Girls, you can't let yourself go. You got to keep yourself neat and clean. And stop being these men. Baby-making machine. And another thing you women gotta realize, see, Coca-Cola has made, but they still advertise. Get my drift? And that's, oh, that's how I do it. It ain't easy.
Girl, call you baby.
Yeah.
We fell in love so fast. Anyone could tell this kind of love has got to last. I tell you, baby, thank you. I wanna tie you, baby. Thank you. Yeah. I wanna tie you, baby. I got to thank you for being mine, 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 mine. Oh, you're mine. Remembering. How I wish that you were mine. You know what I did? Had a little talk with the man upstairs. I said, Lord, won't you please make a mine? Baby. Oh, thank you. I wanna tie you, baby. Thank you. I wanna tie you, baby. Thank you for being mine. In the whole round world for me, but you, don't you understand, baby, I'm gonna be your man, baby, my love, it's so true, baby. Ow.
how I love you, darling, how I love you, baby, my mama loves you, girl, little girl. Baby, since I've been loving you, yeah.
the blues. If you're gonna love me, woman, you love me with a thrill. 'Cause if you don't, I believe your sister will. Will you love me with a feeling? Will you love me with a feeling, girl? Cops took her in, but that woman didn't need no bail. She shook her money maker for the judge, and the judge put the cops in jail. Will you love me with a feeling? Will you love me with a feeling, girl? You don't have to love it all. Yeah. All you big leg women, keep your dresses down. I know you got something under there. We'll make a bulldog kiss a hound. Will you love me with a feeling? Will you love me with a feeling? Love me with a feeling now. Ah, you don't have to love it all. Oh, oh, oh. One leg in the east and one leg in the west, and me in the center trying to do my best. Will you love me with a feeling? Will you love me with a feeling, girl? Afraid now, girl. Clarence ain't gonna do you no harm. It ain't so big and round, but it's 16 inches long. Will you love me with a feeling? Will you love me with a feeling, girl? Place one leg upside the wall. She said, take your time, Clarence. I want you to have it all. Virgin girl, and you look mighty clean. know it's gonna get real tight, baby. So I brought some Vaseline. Will you love me with a feeling? Love me with a feeling. Ah, you don't have to love at all. Oh, yeah.
All right now, let me tell you of all the men that I've known. Oh, and I've known quite a few. I must say that you are unique, 'cause I never met a man like you. You know more about a woman's body than most women know themselves. You must have been a gynecologist, baby. I just can't think of nothing else. I never thought the day would come I ever be that I would tell any man, hey, you're too freaky for me. Whew. Now I've been around the block a time or two. Girls, I tell you, I thought I'd seen every freaky act any freaky man could do. I've known shoe freaks, some stocking freaks, and panty freaks too. But I ain't never in my life, no, never seen a freak like you. No one could have told me that this would happen. Whatever be that I would tell any man, hey, you're just too freaky for me. Hey, you're showing up the freak, freak of the week. I can't take it, babe. Oh, you're too much for me. Ooh, I'm out of here. You had me to watch. Oh, why you made love to yourself. Then you made sweet, sweet love to me, babe. Unlike anybody else. Dr. Feelgood and Mr. Goodbar, oh, you put them both to shame. I recommend that your jockstrap be hung in the Ladies' Hall of Fame. If they would have told me that this day would be, oh, that I would tell any man, hey, you're too freaky for me. Oh, I never realized how much love I could give. I tell you, every it was, oops, there it is. Oh, you're the freak of the week. Freak of the week. You're too much. You're too much for me. Woo-hoo, I'm out of here. You're showing up the freak. Like you, baby. You scare me to death.
I'm out here.
Goodbye, baby. Goodbye, baby. Oh, go on and try somebody else. You're too much for me.
Bills are all due, and and the baby needs shoes, and I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter of a pound, but I'm busted. I got a cow that went dry and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills that gets bigger each day. The county's gonna haul my belongings away, cause I'm busted. I went to my brother to ask for a loan, cause I was busted. I hate to beg like a dog without a bone, but I'm busted. My brother said there ain't a thing I can do. My wife and my kids are all down with the flu, and I was just thinking about calling on you, and I'm busted. Well, I am no thief, but a man can go wrong when he's busted. The food that we canned the last summer is gone, and I'm busted. The fields are all bare, and the cotton won't grow. Me and my family got to pack up and go, but I'll make a living just where I don't know, cause I'm busted. I'm broke, no bread, I mean like nothing.
I know what you can do, let us lay the fuck on you.
Fuck on me?
Fuck on you.
Music for the young and old, music good to your ear hole.
Music that will blow your mind.
We will see you Tuesday, 8 p.m., with another session of our Iced Blueberry Tea Groove. Special shout out to my sister Jenny. I'm glad she, the girls, the puppies, and everybody else down there is all right in Southwest Louisiana. Miss you, and I'll see you soon, sweetie. Anyway, everybody else, please go safe, stay safe, be safe once you get from A to B and back to A, okay? Well, we'll see you at the tree for myself, Big G, and everybody else on staff. Have a great night. See you Tuesday. Ciao for now.